The Slinky is one of the top 10 toys ever invented, with sales topping 250 million since it first went on the market in 1945. This month, the Slinky's co-creator, Betty James, is being inducted into the Toy Industry Hall of Fame. Here's NPR's Renee Montagne.
Anyone who's ever handled a Slinky can't imagine it being called anything else. It is Slinky. A mechanical engineer by the name of Richard James got the idea for this new toy when he saw a torsion spring fall coiling off a table. And then he turned to his wife, Betty, for a name.
So I thought, well, the best thing I can do is look in the dictionary for something that is descriptive of what it does. So that's how Slinky came into being.
From a torsion spring, that is a thick, you know, a spring.
Yes.
How did you and your husband turn it into a Slinky? I mean, what did you have to do to make it that interesting thing that it does walking down the stairs the way it does?
Well, he really worked on it for a couple years to get it that it would be springy, to get the right properties, you know, in the steel and the right tension in the wire, because that was very critical. And he worked on it and got it to do what it does.
And so then when it came to marketing this creature, this Slinky, was it easy?
It was very difficult. We started trying to sell them, and it was right after the war. And, of course, the Slinky just sitting on a table or something is not that exciting. You have to see what it can do. So it had to be demonstrated. So Gimbel's store in Philadelphia gave us the end of a counter in November on a perfectly miserable night. My husband went first, and then I came down with a friend, and I thought, well, if he doesn't sell any, at least I'll buy one and make him feel good. And we got off the elevator, and as we did, in one part of the store were people standing in a huge mob waving dollar bills, and we sold 400 in 90 minutes.
For the first few years, Betty James was sure the Slinky was just a fad. Today it sits alongside Barbie and Mr. Potato Head at the Smithsonian. Renee Montagne, NPR News, Washington.